Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Advaita Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Haribo.
श्री श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय जगद्गुरु शील प्रभुपाद की जय गौर प्रेमनंदे हरि हरि बो ओम ज्ञानातिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय निगमकल्पतरुरगलितं फलं सुखमुकादमृत द्रवसंयुतं विपद भागवतर समालयं मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकाः नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोर्जयं मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी हरे कृष्ण Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 13, in the subject matter of the dynasty of Maharaja Nimi. We are reading from text number 6 through text number 8. I'm going to read the verse translation and purport of 6 and 7 now, and then we can repeat text number 8.
Iti utsasarja swam deham निमिर अध्यात्मको विदः मित्र वरुणयेर जज्ञे उर्वश्याम प्रपितामहः
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Jai Srila Prabhupada Translation After saying this Maharaja Nimi who was expert in the science of Vedic in the science of spiritual knowledge gave up his body Vasishtha, the great-grandfather, gave up his body also, but through the semen discharged by Mitra and Varuna, when they saw Urvashi, he was born again. Purport. Mitra and Varuna chanced to meet Urvashi, the most beautiful prostitute of the heavenly kingdom, and they became lusty. Because they were great saints, they tried to control their lust, but they could not do so, and thus they discharged semen. This semen was kept carefully in a water pot, and Vasishtha was born from it. Text number 7.
Gandhavastushu taddeham nidhaya munisattama samapte satra yagecha Devan Uchuhu Samagatan
Translation During the performance of the Yajna, the body relinquished by Maharaja Nimi was preserved in fragrant substances, and at the end of Satra Yaga, the great saints and brahmanas made the following request to all the demigods assembled there. Text number 8, please repeat.
Rajnyo Jivatu Dehoyam Rajnyo Jivatu Dehoyam Prasannaha Prabhavo Yadi Prasanna Prabhavo Yadi Tate Yukte Nime Praha ततेत्युक्ते निमिप्राह मा भून्मे देहबन्धनम् मा भून्मे देहबन्धनम् राज्ञो जीवतु देहोऽयम् प्रसन्ना प्रभवो यदि ततेत्युक्ते निमिप्राह मा भून्मे देहबन्धनम् राज्ञो जीवतु देहोऽयम् प्रसन्ना प्रभवो यदि ततेत्युक्ते निमिप्राह मा भून्मे देहबन्धनम्
राज्ञो जीवतु देहोऽयम् प्रसन्ना प्रभवो यदि ते युक्ते निमिप्राह मा भून्मे देहबन्धनम् प्राज्ञो जीवतु देहोऽयम् प्रसन्ना प्रभवो यदि प्रति युक्ते निमिप्राह नाउ देह बन्धनम् राज्ञो जीवतु देहोऽयम् प्रसन्ना प्रभवो यदि तते युक्ते निमिप्राह मा भून्मे देहबन्धनम् माताजीस् राज्ञो जीवतु देहोऽयम् प्रसन्ना प्रभवो यदि ततेत्युक्ते निमिप्राह मा भून्मे देहबन्धनम् राज्ञो जीवतु देहोऽयम् प्रसन्ना प्रभवो यदि तते युक्ते निमिप्राह मा भून्मे देहबन्धनम् राज्ञः ऑफ द किंग जीवतु मे अगेन बी एनलाइवन्ड देह अयम् दिस बॉडी नाउ प्रिजर्व्ड प्रसन्ना वेरी मच प्लीज्ड प्रभवः ऑल एबल टू डू इट यदि इफ तथा लेट इट बी सो इति दस उक्ते व्हेन इट वाज रिप्लाइड बाय द डेमिगॉड्स निमिहि महाराजा निमि प्राह सेड मा भूत डू नॉट डू इट मे माय देहबन्धनम् इम्प्रिसनमेंट अगेन इन अ मेटीरियल बॉडी Translation, please repeat. If you are satisfied with this sacrifice, and if you are actually able to do so, kindly bring Maharaja Nimi back to life in this body. The demigod said yes to this request by the sages. But Maharaja Nimi said, please do not imprison me again in the material body. Purport. The demigods are in a position many times higher than that of human beings. Therefore, although the great saints and sages were also powerful brahmanas, they requested the demigods to revive Maharaja Nimi's body, which had been preserved in various perfumed balms. One should not think that the demigods are powerful only in enjoying the senses. They are also powerful in such deeds as bringing life back to a dead body. There are many similar instances in the Vedic literature. For example, according to the history of Savitri and Satyavan, Satyavan died and was being taken away by Yamaraj. But on the request of his wife Savitri, Satyavan was revived in the same body. This is an important fact about the power of demigods.
Mukham karoti vachalam pangam langayate girim yat kripatam aham mandeshi gurum dinadarinam paramanandamadam shri chaitanya ishwaram. Nama om Vishnu padaya krishna prashtaya bhutale shimate jay pataka swamiti namne nama acharya padaya nitayaka prapadaya nigorukata damdaya nagar gramatarne. Katanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet vismrite vipritam syat shri chaitanya namamitam. Hare Krishna.
The translations of 6, 7, 8 as Arasender. After saying this, Maharaja Nimi, who was expert in the science of spiritual knowledge, gave up his body. Vasishta, the great grandfather, gave up his body also, but through the semen discharged by Mitra and Varuna, when they saw Urvashi, he was born again. During the performance of the yajna, the body relinquished by Maharaja Nimi was preserved in fragrant substances, and at the end of Satra Yaga, the great saints and brahmanas made the following request to all demigods assembled there. If you are satisfied with this sacrifice and if you are actually able to do so, kindly bring Maharaja Nimi back to life in this body. The demigods said yes to this request by the sages, but Maharaja Nimi said, please do not imprison me again in a material body.
Hare Krishna.
So we are discussing about the dynasty of Maharaja Nimi. So there are a few points which I thought should share here in this class. The first one is about how easily one can get attracted towards lust. So in this verse we see, in the sixth verse we see how Mitra and Varuna, although being saints, they were attracted to the celestial lady Urvashi just by seeing her. They chanced to see, Prabhupada uses the word chance to meet Urvashi. Just by meeting her, how they fell down from their saintly practices by discharging semen. So it's very important for us to understand. In Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter, Lord Sri Krishna explains this very wonderfully upon the question raised by Arjuna. So here, Prabhupada mentions in this one of these purports about how by nature the living entities are very pure. So all living entities are very pure by nature, but when the living entity come in contact with this material nature, because of the association of the three modes of nature, we get contaminated. So Arjuna is asking question, how or by what one is impelled to commit sinful activities. Even though one doesn't want to commit sinful activities, but still he was forced by certain situations, certain reasons, to commit sinful activities. So Krishna answers why it is so. So Krishna answers, Kamayesha Krodayesha Rajoguna Samudbhavaha Mahashino Mahapatma Vidyenam Iha Vairinam. So Krishna says it's only lust, Arjuna. O Arjuna, this is only because of lust, which is born with the contact of the modes of passion. and then it is later transformed into wrath. So because of that, the whole world is devoured due to lust. So one gets carried away by the three modes of material nature because of the association of these three modes. So when the lust is not satisfied, then that turns into anger. So in the second chapter also, Krishna explains when we have desires, when we have desires which are unfulfilled, then it turns into frustration, unfulfilled desires. And then when the frustration, because of frustration we get into anger, the anger leads into delusion. Because of delusion it turns into loss of intelligence. So all these things happen and then we fall down. So the root cause of all these things is desire to enjoy in this material world. So when we have, as long as we have the desire to enjoy in this material world, we will be continuing in the cycle of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, old age, disease, death. There is no escaping from this at all, as long as we have the desire to enjoy away from Krishna. So the methodology that we adopt for enjoying is through senses, mind and intelligence. So unless we come to the point of regulating or controlling these senses, there is no way we can get out of or escape from this situation. So basically Krishna finally advises in this string of verses in the third chapter how to overcome this. So he basically advises that we should have deliberate spiritual intelligence. Intelligence is used for deliberating what is correct and what is not correct. That is a function of intelligence. Function of mind is to desire, and senses is basically helping us to fulfill all our desires. We have knowledge acquiring senses, we have working senses. Through all these senses, we execute our desires, which are carried out by the mind, and the intelligence basically deliberates what is good and what is not good. So if mind is not properly regulated, if senses are not properly regulated, there is no way we can achieve the goal of our human life, which is to go back home, back to Godhead, or to always be engaged in devotional service, birth after birth after birth. That should be the goal of life. So here we see the saints Mitra and Varuna, just by the glimpse of the prostitute, they fell from their saintly practices. Not only Mitra and Varuna, we also have seen earlier in one of the chapters in this canto how Shaubari Muni, how he also fell. He was doing tapasya underwater, under the holy river of Yamuna. He was doing tapasya. So when he saw two fish copulating with each other, then he got agitated. Then he thought, okay, no, I should now get married. So he went to the nearby kingdom and then asked the king, I want to get married to one of your daughters. So the king said, okay, please get married. You can choose one of the daughters if they are agreeing to marry you. So he thought, no, with this old, with lock of hair, what, all wrinkles in my face, with a bony body, who is going to accept me? So with his mystic powers, he made himself into a very beautiful, handsome young man. Then all that king had 50 daughters. So all the daughters, all the princes, they wanted to marry this young man. So everybody wanted, no, he's right for me, he's not right for you. Like that they were fighting. Then finally, this man said, no, I'll marry all of you. Hare Krishna. All the 50 wives. Wow. With one wife, many grihasthas are suffering, struggling. With 50 wives. And then he expanded his family. It is said that he had 5,000 grandchildren. Then he later realized, what am I doing here? I was doing tapasya, I was doing yoga underwater. And then here I am with a huge family. What am I doing here? Then he realized, then he was thinking, what brought me into this? Then he realized, okay, yeah, this is what happened. Just by seeing the fish mating each other, then I'm into this. So it's a very good lesson for all of us and all the youngsters. It's a very good lesson. So sometimes in the current day world, all these things are available just by a touch of a button. It's all available, easy. It's very, very easy to get spoiled. Just by a few things. Now everything, internet is free in many places. So just clicking few buttons, we can see whatever we want to see. Youngsters, small boys, young boys and girls, they are just watching these things. So it spoils the whole atmosphere of the society. What can we expect from such a situation? So it is very important for the grihasthas and the society, who is managing the society, who is in charge for taking care of the society, to ensure that the youngsters are protected properly by creating proper atmosphere, by giving good awareness programs for the youngsters. So if they get into these things, their life is doomed. There's no way one can come out of it. When I was interacting with some the authorities of education in India, in New Delhi, so they are insisting that we should have co-education school. Kali Yuga is progressing fast. It's just 500 years old. Sorry, 5,000 years old. Kali Yuga is progressing very fast. They said, man, you must have boys and girls together. They should sit next to each other. They insist these things. So with this type of situation, we should try and see how to get out of this place as quickly as possible and how to help each other and the future generations, how to overcome these things. Otherwise, the generations to come will get spoiled very, very quickly without we knowing. They will get spoiled. We all will be thinking, we all will be in some hallucination that everybody is nice. But before we come to the point of understanding, no, they are spoiled, they are already spoiled. So it is very, very important for parents, teachers, and the managers of the society to instill proper discipline in place so that the youngsters are taken care of properly. We should set very good example. We should set very good example. But if elders themselves are doing a lot of unwanted practices, carrying out unwanted practices, then where is the hope for the youngsters? We should set some exemplary standards by our own practice. Yad yad acharati sreshtas tatta deve tarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. So Krishna says that we should set exemplary standards. Our standards should be very, very high. If Prabhupada has mentioned that we should chant minimum 16 rounds, we should try to chant 32 rounds. So that the minimum standards we don't go below at all, under any circumstance. So our standards should be very, very high, so that those who look at us, those who follow us, they all learn from our achar. Then automatically preaching takes place. So for this, one should be very, very determined and focused in our devotional service. Unless we are determined and focused, it's very, very difficult to overcome this situation. So there comes the guide, our spiritual master, the senior devotees, the Shiksha Gurus, Diksha Gurus. They will help us. They will advise us. We should always be under the care and guidance of such great personalities. Only because of their mercy we will be able to carry out our devotional practice as sadhana consistently. Consistency is very, very important. Right? One day doing 32 rounds, one day doing 64 rounds is good. But to maintain that consistency, that's very important. That's why Lord Vishnu took upon himself the maintenance of this whole world. Maintenance is very easy. Creating with some effort, we can create something. Right? Destruction is even more easy. For example, if I have to make an i10 mobile phone, I don't know whether it's come or not. i5, i7, i10, different mobile phones have come now. To create that mobile phone, it's little bit of effort we can make. To destroy it is even more easy. Yeah, just throw it here in the water, this, that, and all, it gets destroyed. But to maintain that, that takes a lot of time, a lot of effort. We have to ensure that no virus comes in. We have to take care of that properly. It doesn't fall down, this, that, so many things. So maintenance is very, very important. Very difficult process. So maintain our practice also very difficult. We should always be constantly guided by the devotees and the Shastra. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. When we engage always in the service of the Shastras and the devotees, then we are protected. Otherwise, very difficult to get protection in this challenging atmosphere of this material world. Kali Yuga is progressing very, very fast. Very fast. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 12th canto, Tatascha anudinam dharma satyam shaucham kshamadaya kalena balina rajan nangshet ayur balam smriti. These seven qualities keeps on diminishing day by day. Tatascha anudinam. Anudinam means every day. What is it? Religion, dharma, satyam, truthfulness, shaucham, cleanliness, kshama, forgiveness, daya, mercifulness, ayur, life, balam, strength, smriti, remembrance, all these things keeps on reducing every day as the day progresses. We forget very quickly what we heard yesterday, what we read yesterday, we forget. That's why all these things are in written form. Because Vyasadeva knew people in this Kali Yuga are going to be less intelligent, they will have less memory, so all these things are put in writing now. And then after that we should have some great acharyas to come and write all the purports to us, and somebody should give explanation to us. Then we try to understand. Even then many of us are not able to understand clearly what is what. So this is our level of intelligence, memory and all these things. So with these difficult situation, how we can progress? Kaler dosha nide rajan astihi eko mahan guna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga param raje. Kaler dosha nidi, ocean of faults, ocean of miseries, this Kali Yuga. How can we overcome this set of situation? It's very difficult. Astihi eko mahan guna. There is one wonderful quality. What is that quality? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukta Sangha Param Raja. Then we can overcome this. With a blunt material senses, there is no chance of us understanding anything at all. These hands, legs, eyes, ears, nose, all these things are useless to understand Lord Sri Krishna, who He is and who we are. Unless we engage these senses in the service of the Lord. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukehi Jivvadu Swayam Yeva Swaratyada. We have to use our tongue in chanting the holy names of the Lord and eating the remnants, which is very, very easy. Chanting holy names is easy, even more easy to taste the prasad, remnants of the food offered to the Lord. So thus, because of mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared 500 years before, He demonstrated to us how to practice this devotional service. Because of His mercy, we have hope to overcome this predicament. And because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have a hope to overcome this situation. Because of the mercy of the pure devotees who are still present in this world, because of their mercy, we can overcome this. Not by our own sadhana. there are different siddhas, sadhana siddhas, kripa siddhas. So we are, most of us come under the category of kripa siddhas. Because of the mercy of the devotees, we can practice devotional service. If these mercies is absent, then there's no hope for us. So one time Srila Prabhupada's disciples in the US, they asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how we are all so sinful? How are we practicing devotional service? How are we chanting the holy names of the Lord? How are we able to read Bhagavatam and give classes on Bhagavatam? So Prabhupada said, no, it's not because of you, it's because of my mercy. I give the empowerment. So the spiritual master gives the empowerment when we have the desire. Krishna gives the empowerment when we have the desire, when we have the sincerity. Dadhami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. Krishna gives the intelligence from within as Chaitya Guru. He gives the intelligence to us when we have the desire to do service, even whether we are qualified or unqualified. He gives the desire to us how to render various services for the pleasure of Krishna. Unless He gives, we cannot do anything at all. So everything is provided to us. The only thing we have to do is we just have to utilize it appropriately. If we misuse that because of our ego, because of our other desires, then we are into great difficulty. So here is a very interesting point about how Maharaja Nimi's body is being preserved. So this has happened ages and ages before, the preserving of body. So in current day world, we are seeing the process of embalming where the bodies are preserved for quite some time so that everybody can come and offer their respects and things like that. Or for some investigations, the corpse are stored in mortuary for some time and things like that. But these things were in existence long, long back. So this is also another proof, very interesting fact, proof that our scriptures are not just some set of theories created by somebody. These things were in existence long, long ago. Even now, if you go to the holy place of Srirangam, in Srirangam, in the temple, Sri Ranganath temple, the body of Sri Ramanujacharya is preserved there. He's still there, preserved with camphor and saffron. If you go there, you can still see his eyes and nails and all these things are there still. It's more than 1,000 years old, 800 odd years old. If you go to Srirangam to South India, you can still see there. So there, the devotees asked Sri Ramanujacharya, please stay for some more days. Ramanujacharya said, okay, I can stay for 2-3 days more. Then devotees were very unhappy that the Acharya is leaving. So they prayed to Lord Ranganath. And Ranganath said, no, he should be there. You preserve his body and his body will be there for a long, long time. So they started preserving the body. He's in a sitting posture. If you go there, he's sitting there. And he's still very powerful. So if you have an opportunity, or please create an opportunity to visit this holy place, you can have darshan of Sri Ranganath and Sri Ramanujacharya there. So this practice is in existence for a long time. It's even available today. The third point in this section of verses is about the power of demigods. So many times after reading Srila Prabhupada's purports, many places here and there, we always have a tendency to degrade demigods and things like that. Right? Yes, demigods are not equal to the Lord. Right? We have one of the offenses to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu is one of the offenses. But demigods are definitely much, much better than human beings. Normal human beings. They have extraordinary powers than normal human beings. So here we see that the demigods are able to have the capacity, have the power to bring life back to the body. They have that power. Some of the demigods have this power. So here we see Prabhupada mentioning an example about Savitri and Satyavan. So when Savitri was roaming
with her friends in the forest, she saw this young man, Satyavan, in the forest. Basically, Satyavan is a Kshatriya. Because of the curse given to his parents, the parents and the son, they were staying in the forest. Basically, they are the Satyavan's parents, father and mother, they were Kshatriyas. So upon seeing Satyavan, she wanted to get married to him. So she went back to her father. She said, I want to marry Satyavan. Then that time, our great sage Narad Muni came and told the father, this guy is going to die soon. So the father was very concerned. So he said, this boy is going to die very soon. Why are you spoiling your life? No, I have given my heart. So I don't want to get married to somebody else. So she got married. So she was very chaste woman. Savitri is a very, very chaste lady. So she constantly was praying, engaging in the service of the parents, Satyavan's parents and Satyavan, very nicely. And one fine morning she realized, because of her chastity, she was able to understand that the day has come. So she said, I will also come with you. So Satyavan took her also to the forest, deep into the forest, to cut the wood. Then while doing that, suddenly he fell down, dead. Savitri, because of her chastity, could see Yamaraj there. So she said, I'm also going to come with you. How can I live without my husband? So like that, she was following. Then Yamaraj said, no, you cannot come here. Your time has not come. So you have to stay back. But she was very adamant. She was very determined. So she said, no, I will come. No, you cannot come, but I can give you some boons. So she said, okay, I'll take boons. The first boon. My old in-laws are there in the forest, so they should be properly taken care. Please arrange some better strength for them so that they can help themselves. Then he said, okay, tatas too good, taken care. Then he said, second boon, she asked, they should get their kingdom back, they should rule nicely. Yes, tatas too good, done. Third boon, what is the third boon? Third boon, I need children from my husband. Okay, tatas too good, done. Then Yamaraj realized, okay, I've given a boon which is not practical. Then he said, okay, because of your chastity, I'll give you back this. So he got back this. So like this, the demigods have the power to do this. But demigods don't have power to grant immortality. We have seen that in the episode, the pastime of Narsingadev and Hiranyakashipu. Lord Brahma could not grant that in that situation also. So demigods have great powers, but they don't have the power to grant liberation. They don't have power to take us back home, back to God. They can help us. We can pray. If you go to, we happen to be doing some preaching in some temples. Say, for example, in South India, devotees go there to Lord Muruga's temple, Lord Skanda's temple, or some Lord Ganesha's temple. They go and do book distribution there. So they pray, oh my dear Ganesha, please help us to distribute these books. So he can. We have Vigna Vinash and Narsingha here. So there in South India, they worship as Vigna Vinash Ganesh. So he can remove all the obstacles. Right? So we worship to remove obstacles on the path of our devotional service. Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu, is the greatest of all the Vaishnavas. We can pray to Lord Shiva for engaging in devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. So these things we can do. They are very powerful. They can grant all this stuff. So one should understand. One should definitely not criticize demigods under any circumstance. They are all great, powerful representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these are various positions taken by the different living entities by virtue of their piety and practice of pious activities. So it's very important for us to understand this. So finally, the point what we should understand is, we don't have an authority. Unless we have an authority to criticize others, we should not criticize others. Unless we have the authority. Otherwise it becomes a Vaishnava aparad. It becomes prajalpa. Even knowingly or unknowingly, we should not get into this kind of topics. Talking about Vaishnava devotees, talking ill of devotees, We have better things to do. We have so many volumes and volumes of scriptures. So we can discuss those things instead of discussing, oh, this devotee is not good. You know what happened? This devotee did this, did that. So when we get into this, we are getting into Vaishnava Aparadha. We should avoid such situation. The more we engage in such activities, the more we paving our own path for going away from devotional service. We don't get the taste for rendering devotional service. So it's very important for us to be very, very careful. Very careful to avoid such situations. So by constantly engaging in reading scriptures as well as by in the association of devotees and helping others to engage in devotional service, one can easily overcome all impediments, all obstacles that we face. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. If you have any comments, questions, you can share. Yes, Prabhuji. You have a mic there, Prabhu? You can ask a little louder, Prabhu. There's no sound. See, in the kings of those ages, they are not normal Kshatriyas. The kings of those ages were Rajarishis. They were saintly people. They were devotees practicing devotional service. Same in the case of Ambarish Maharaj. If you see Ambarish Maharaj's episode, right? Ambarish Maharaj's episode was similar to, he was a great devotee, he's a pure devotee of the Lord. So Durvasa Muni unnecessarily got agitated and then he was trying to destroy Ambarish Maharaj, but he could not do so. So he learnt a good lesson of that. So the devotees, whether Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, these are all the Varnas. So if anybody is a pure devotee, he has a authority to correct the other person. Right? So if Brahmana is doing something wrong, definitely it is a duty of the seniors to rectify him. Yeah? So, the king, being a Rajarishi, being a saintly person, he has a responsibility to correct. When the king himself is doing something wrong, then there is a council of Brahmanas who are devotees who are advising him. So, they will give proper advices. And in this case of Vena, because of the atrocities committed by the king, the Brahmanas took their responsibility on themselves and started doing that. The same thing happened here in the episode. The discussion between Maharaja Nimi and Vasishtha Muni. Maharaja Nimi wanted to perform a sacrifice for the benefit of all. But Vasishtha said, no, he's busy, he's going to Indra performing some sacrifice there. In the meantime, Maharaj Nimi, being a great personality, devotee, he wanted to do it fast because he knew very well that the time at his disposal is very short. He doesn't know when he is going to leave the body. So he approached some other priest and got the sacrifice performed. But Vasishtha Muni unnecessarily got angry about it. And then he cursed. So Maharaj Nimi also cursed back. Of course, this is not a normal circumstance, right? It's in a very abnormal circumstance what is happening here. So the point is, the authority, spiritual master has the authority to correct the disciple, the father and mother has authority to correct their children, the teachers have the authority to correct the students. So apart from this, unless somebody gives authority to us, we should not endeavor to the habit of correcting others. So we all, as practicing devotees, should give this authority to other fellow devotees. Please help me to correct me if I'm going wrong somewhere. It's for our own good. We should give that authority to others so that it will only help us. It will help us to improve. If we have more critics around us, if we keep more critics around us, it's good for us. So we should have that open mind. I'm a most fallen person. If you understand that, if you realize that I'm the most fallen person, then we will not get offended under any circumstance. So that's why it is said by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the third verse, Trinadapi sunichena tarurapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One should be humble and tolerant. We should give respect to everyone and do not expect respect from others. So if we conduct ourselves in this mood constantly, then it is much more easier for us not to get carried away by our false ego. Any other comment or question? Yes, Prabhuji.
So you mentioned about determination, Prabhuji. Thank you for the nice class, by the way. I wanted to comment about something that I heard in a class by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj this morning. And where he said that determination in devotional service is based on conviction. So in my mind, when I heard him say that, I thought that conviction meant faith. So I wanted to speak a little bit about faith and the role it has in devotional service.
Sure. Yeah. Sorry, you wanted me to say something? On faith. See, everything revolves around faith. Rupa Goswami says, Ado Shraddha. It starts with faith, basic faith. In Prabhupada mentions in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, one should at least theoretically accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead if we really want to understand Bhagavad Gita. Even if you don't have if you are not convinced about Krishna, at least theoretically one should accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Then we can start understanding. So this faith, which is very, very fragile in the initial stages, it can be solidified by the next stage by associating constantly with devotees. Ado Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha. Right? So when we are constantly in the association of devotees, then our faith goes to the next stage. So like this, then we start reading and practicing devotional service in the association of devotees, then comes to the stage of bhajana kriya and anartha nivritti, where we accept the shelter of a spiritual master, and then our anarthas are slowly removed from us. Then comes the stage of nishtha, where firm faith is there. So at the stage of firm faith, what happens is we are not defeated by others. By giving some arguments, when we go with some materialistic friends, they give some arguments, sometimes we get defeated, then we start getting doubts. That in nishtha stage, it won't affect us much. But in the initial stage, in the fragile stage of faith, there it gets affected little bit. So that's why it's very important for us to be in the association of devotees and get solidified by the shastric knowledge, by constantly reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and purports of Srila Prabhupada. Then basically it solidifies our faith. The knowledge becomes a weapon for us. By knowledge we can remove our ignorance. So then the faith becomes more stable. So stable faith is very, very important. And at the same time one should be very, very enthusiastic when rendering devotional service also. So in Rupa Goswami says, the definition for enthusiasm is endeavor executed with intelligence. Endeavor executed with intelligence is enthusiasm. Basically, intelligence means we have to know what is correct and what is not correct. So when we do correct things for satisfaction of Krishna, that endeavor is considered as enthusiasm. So that's very important for us. Not simply enthusiastic. Everybody is enthusiastic to do many things. There are sports people, film actors, they're all very enthusiastic in their own field. But the real intelligence is how to satisfy Krishna. That is real intelligence. There we should give all our efforts. That is called enthusiasm. So like this, we are constantly in the association of devotees. That helps to solidify our faith. By reading scriptures, it solidifies our faith. By taking shelter of a spiritual master, it solidifies our faith. Right? Then we can get our own realizations by practice and rendering of devotional service, how the faith is. When devotees go out for book distribution, they have different experiences. Without their knowledge, they can distribute hundreds of books. Once, 2 weeks before, I was in Delhi. There are hundreds of devotees. Hundreds of devotees, local devotees. One local man, one villager came there. And he came to me and asked, who are these two personalities? He's pointing to Gaur Nithai. Of all the 100 people he left, he just came to me and asked, who are these personalities? I was wondering why he's asking me. So I explained for about a few minutes about Gaur Nithai, and then he said, okay. Then he did pranam and went. So like this, there are many, many instances in every one of our life, how the faith increases. Different degrees of realizations we all get. I was working in Dubai one time. So, this is about 22 years before. The first job for me in Dubai, it's a very crude example. For me, it's something significant. So, I had some difference of opinion with my immediate boss. So, he was not satisfied with me. He was planning to remove me. In a country like Dubai, to remove means we have to get out of that place. There's no other way. We can't stay there for anymore. So, he was planning to remove me. Then he went for a short vacation for 1 week. Then he came back. So, when he came back, one audit was going on in the company. So, during the audit, it was found that he did a lot of malpractices and he was caught. So he directly went into the investigation room in the company, and then he was questioned, and then within 1 hour he ran away from that place. He just ran away from the country, UAE, United Arab Emirates. He ran away from Dubai with his passport. He didn't come back at all after that. I didn't know all these things. So after all the investigation, everything was over, then my HR manager, human resource manager, he called me. So he said, in this whole episode that has happened, only one person got benefited. He's a Christian, Sri Lankan Christian, that HR manager. He's a very ardent Christian, following all the Christianity practices very nicely. He's also a preacher, Christian preacher. So he said, there is only one person who got benefited in the entire episode. The person who got the money, who swindled the company, he ran away with shame. So he is not benefited much. The company, they didn't get back their money, so they lost. The company is also a loser here. Now who is the benefited? I have your termination order here for signature of the executive director. This boss of yours, he was supposed to come join today and take this paper and then get it signed, and you are supposed to move out today. You are supposed to go out today. And then, instead of you going out, he went out. So it's all because of what? Because of your Bhagavad Gita reading. Please continue to read that. He was preaching to me to read Bhagavad Gita. He was preaching, don't leave that Bhagavad Gita. Because of your reading Bhagavad Gita every day, that has protected you, please don't leave Bhagavad Gita. It's a very crude example, of course. But that pushed a lot of faith in me at that time, 22 years before. So like this, all of us would have definitely different experiences with us. So many different experiences. Sometimes our spiritual master will come and speak to us about what is there in our heart. That increases our faith immediately. I'm sure most of us will have that experience. Wow, my Guru Maharaj came and spoke to me. Then immediately our faith increases. We get one garland from the deity without we asking for it, knowing for it. Then immediately, when senior devotee is sitting here, somebody comes and gives one flower to us without we anticipating that, then our faith increases. These are practical examples we all realize in our day-to-day life when we sincerely render devotional service. These are small instances which basically helps us to improve our devotional service. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.